It's The Burt Show.
This here, great example of turnabout is fair play, because this guy was too much of a coward to tell this woman in the office that she had a big-time smelly foot problem, so he had us do it for him. Well, she got the last laugh because the tables got completely turned around on this guy.
Hey, Mary?
Hi.
Hey, Mary, it's Melissa. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I have for you, you have won it before you can buy it. Take us to John Mayer at Hi-Fi Buys. But I tell you what, there's a catch. Now, if you agree to take these tickets, in exchange, we have a secret that we have been told by one of your coworkers that we have to share on the air.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So do you will you accept the tickets?
Yeah, I'll accept the tickets.
All right. All right. So you win. Got it.
Should have taken door number two.
The pygmy goats.
Yeah, win it before you buy John Mayer. Okay, Mary, here is the exchange. Here's the secret. Now, we had a coworker, and it was totally anonymous, okay? So even if you ask who the coworker was, I don't know who it is. But the coworker called a little concerned because they say that during the day, you know, you kind of, you know, relax a little bit, and you decide to take your shoes off at that point. And they're saying that the hygiene in the foot area is a little less than desirable.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, and it was apparently enough that they gave us a call and wanted us to give you a call.
And they wanted to put this on the radio?
Yeah, because, I guess that they just didn't feel comfortable enough coming to you and telling you about this.
Huh.
Is it something that you see where they're coming from, or is it something that's, completely takes you by surprise?
Huh. Well, man, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. They want this on the radio?
Well, the good news is we've got very low ratings. Very low.
Oh, wow. So no matter what I say, can I still take the tickets?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The tickets are yours.
It's all yours, so just go to the concert, put your feet up, and enjoy yourself.
I think that they were just more nervous than anything else to tell you themselves, and it's really kind of, it's become kind of a big deal in the office, and nobody knew how to break it to you.
So they wanted to break it to me on the radio.
Yeah.
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 But you got tickets.
I guess you can keep your tickets because that's not cool with me.
Let's not do that again.
Yeah, that's not a very good
deal.
Yeah, well, how did that even happen?
That did not go over well.
Hey, you?
Yeah, Eric, how's that feel?
Oh, God.
Coming up on...
Put your feet up and enjoy the show.
At least she knows.
I'm sorry, that was hilarious.
Yeah. She must feel so embarrassed right
now.
Yeah,
do you know how...
I kind of feel bad, but I don't think she should take it that seriously. I mean, it's kind of just, whatever.
But you got to understand, it's a woman. You're telling a woman that
she
stinks.
Yeah, Eric, so why don't you go...
It's a problem with everybody in the office. It's a big deal.
And now
you're laughing.
So why don't you go...
I'm laughing at him, though, man. That was hilarious.
Yeah, so why don't you go up and talk... Yeah, if she shouldn't take it too seriously, why don't you go up and tell her that today?
Oh, well, I guess I will.
Because he doesn't have John Mayer tickets.
Right. Because, think about, you're sitting in the office and now you're paranoid that everybody in the office thinks your feet smell.
Yeah, that girl's going to be mortified. Yeah.
You don't have to take your shoes off to have a good time, so she's going to have to just kind of keep them on, I guess.
All right. All right, well, she got the message. So Mary called us back and she said, you know what, since he called about me, I think it's only fair that I call about him, and that's why she's back on with us. Okay, Mary, what's up? You want us to call him?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
All right.
It almost sounds like you're saying, Mary, Mary.
This is only fair.
This is Eric.
Does he know we're calling
quotes.
Him?
He doesn't have to know.
Go get him, Mary.
She didn't know. By the way, just for the record, I think this is wrong.
Hello?
Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Hey, it's Bert and everybody, and we're back on the air right now.
Hey, what are you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Eric.
Oh. Yo.
Eric.
Yeah?
It's Mary here.
Hey, Mary.
Or should we call you Nick? Nick?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what?
Hey, Mary called us back, and she said that she had something she wanted to tell you, and she thought it would only be fair to do it on the radio since you did it to her today.
Oh.
I want to know, why don't you just tell everybody while everybody used to call you Pencil Dick Nick?
Oh, oh my God.
Oh.
Goal!
Hey, hey, Nick.
Yeah, I don't know. But
Nick, just go ahead and put your feet up and relax.
Now, Mary, did somebody tell you that in the office?
Oh, we've all got a glimpse.
Yeah, well, that's different. I mean, it's not the same thing at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't affect everybody around me. It doesn't make everybody sick around me. I mean,
Mary, how did everybody get a glimpse?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We went on vacation this one time, and we all went together. It was kind of like a retreat. To learn more about, you know what I mean, our products and the staffing and inventory.
Right, it's like the thing that Boss does, like to get everybody to bond together, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I've never seen anything so small in my life. I mean, no. I've seen, you know what I mean, sometimes you're small, but you know, you're full. He's empty. Empty. And then we went around for years and said, hey, pencil Nick.
All right. Let's go ahead and let... We know what the name is now, so that's probably fine.
Yeah, you've done enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick?
Yeah.
Nick, we're going to go ahead and inch away from this topic here.
that's pretty funny. You know, at least I don't make everybody sick around me, all right? You know, I mean, that's nasty.
She's nice.
Wash up your feet, all right?
All right, Nick. Well, you know what?
It's funny, Nick. When you were calling her, you were just like a big softy. Now you're so hard and edgy.
It was all funny.
But he's not that, he's not that hard and edgy.
Just for the record, if all this that we're hearing is true, she can wash her feet.
Right. She can,
she can buy odor eaters.
Okay. All right, Mary, do you feel justified now?
Oh, I feel justified. I'm going to have a better day. You know, I'm just going to kick back, take off my shoes, and chill out with pencil Nick.
She can't say it enough, can she?
Nick, now the slate is clean. It's even, right?
Yeah, okay. All right.
See ya. All right, Mary, we'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was too funny. I am all petered out.
The Burt Show.